Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
On third down and two, Knicks end zone, Sutton. He's got it. Touchdown, Denver. What a catch.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Joe Buck with the call last night on ESPN. We'll talk about the Broncos and the Eagles on Sunday in a second. We'll talk about the Cowboys and the Jets, the Dolphins and the Panthers, the Bengals and the Lions. But Femi, let's celebrate for the moment our Chicago Cubs. Insurance run in the bottom of the eighth, now up 3-1. Padres making a pitching change. The Cubs will go to the top of the ninth with at least a 2-run lead to try and close this sumbitch out and give us a 1-0 lead here in this wild card series.
Oh, man, we need it. Need it after what happened earlier this afternoon, at least for me. I bet the Guardians to win the series at plus 105. I was hoping that they could steal the Scooble game, but that didn't really work out here. But shout out to the Cubs, though. I mean, like early on, it looked like they were a little bit frazzled. You're wondering about Matthew Boyd, and he even got pulled in the fourth. So it was a little bit sketchy there, but they've kind of weathered the storm here, and the bats have come alive just enough so far in this game. And why not tack on some more? just because they haven't made a pitching change, let's tack on some more runs. Let's make this 5-1 heading into the top of the ninth here. But liking where we're at right now with the Cubs, but obviously it's baseball. There's no clock, so you can't count the chickens before they hatch. So let's get some more runs and hopefully have a little bit more cushion to play with in the top side of the ninth.
The birthday boy is here, our friend Jake Hassan, who is, for those keeping score at home, the current, we need like a name for it. If you finish number one in the You Better You Bet crew power rankings, like what should your title be for the week, for the next week?
Yeah. Should it come with like a belt or just a title?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Are you like the, like, I don't know. You can't be like the undisputed champ because like it's something like, that can
is he
easily
like,
go.
Is he like the Viceroy? Like there should be some sort of title like that.
The Viceroy.
The Viceroy. Jake Hassan with us now. Jake, number one in the power rankings. Number one in our hearts. And the birthday boy today. Now, you bet the Padres. Sorry about that. What's your feel right now on Cubs-Padres and your opinion of the Tigers beating the Guardians earlier and how we're projecting that series moving forward?
The Tigers had to have it. That's a gut punch to the Guardians. Like, you had the opportunity to win it. Jose Ramirez on third. Nobody out, trailing by one, and just can't get him home, can't put the ball in play. It was brutal by the Guardians, but it's also showing why I don't like either of those teams long-term for the rest of the postseason. They both just kind of stink. So I think that the Tigers probably win the series. I'll like them tomorrow with Casey Mize on the mound as well, but in the next round, I'll be going against them for sure. As far as the Padres go, listen, anybody who's watched this Cubs bullpen at all this year knows that there is legitimately no lead that is safe with these Cubs relievers. And they already used both of their high leverage closers, Kittredge and Palencia. I guess this is going to be Kansas City Royals legend Brad Keller to close it out. I don't know. Maybe they're calling me. I don't know. It might be our boss Mitch Rosen out there closing out the game for the Cubs. They'll be pulling people out of the stand. So Padres lineup is really good. This isn't over until it's over, in my opinion.
Well, Well, Mitch does not use performance-enhancing drugs, but he does have like 18 shots of espresso a day, so maybe that'll get Mitch rolling to pitch for the Chicago Cubbies. So just on the next round, whether the Tigers or the Guardians win the series, they will play Femi Seattle Mariners. Is there like a price that you wouldn't lay with the Mariners in a best of five against those two teams, whoever wins?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, like I'm not going to lay like minus 300 with the Mariners. I don't know. I don't want to do that, but I'd look for creative ways to bet them. Like maybe Mariners to win in three or four.
Jake, what about
like
you?
That.
I don't even want to ask Femi this question because Femi is like a jaded Mariners fan. We need like an unbiased opinion.
I mean, yeah, I agree that I wouldn't be rushing to bet like minus 300, but the Mariners should easily take care of business with either the Tigers or the Guardians. Tigers have exactly one pitcher. The Guardians don't have an offense. For all the reasons, all the warts that the Mariners have, I still think they should be able to take care of business against these trash AL Central teams.
Femi, are you rolling it back? I know you have Guardian series. Do you think the Guardians are going to win tomorrow and force a game three?
I do. I still think Cleveland's going to win the series. I think Detroit is literally just Skubal and nothing. like that's it. And credit to them. They got it done. They won the game when Skubal pitched, and they almost lost it. Now that Skubal's not out there, I think Cleveland wins tomorrow. I think Cleveland wins on Thursday.
Jake, you agree that the Guardians are going to win the series?
No, I think Detroit will win. What happened with Cleveland today and their just complete lack of offense, it gives me no faith at all.
So, Jake, today is your birthday.
Cleveland.
Yes.
What's the what's your favorite birthday ever? Like, what did you do on your favorite birth? Like the birthday party or thing that you did that's the best in your entire life?
It was probably last year when I threw a party at my apartment and then just like invited a bunch of my friends. Like, it was packed and it was a lot of fun and we utilized the shot ski a lot. And then I fell asleep on my living room floor and it was really awesome.
Thank you for participating in this conversation.
Hey, anytime. Thank
What's
you
your favorite
for giving
birthday,
me man? The runway.
What a terrible answer. Like last year when I had my friends over and we drank. Don't you do that? Yeah. You do that every weekend, right? And I don't mean that as a criticism. When I was your age, I also did that every weekend. When I was older than you, I was doing that every weekend. Like what's so special about that? Like you did that last weekend, right?
Yeah, well, I did do that for my friend's vow renewal a couple days ago. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a person that makes a big deal out of my birthday usually. So it was just a really fun time
Why
that
not?
I look back on fondly. I don't know. It was just not something that I'm really
Why?
Interested in. Like,
what'd you do for your 21 run? Like that was a special place in your heart?
For my 21st birthday, we just went to the local campus bar in Champaign. Shout out the Red Lion. And they have a giant patio. And same, like a bunch of my friends from out of town came to visit me, and we closed it out until 3 a.m., and I'm pretty sure I fell asleep on my living room floor again that weekend.
For my 21st birthday, I bought a white sport coat.
Ooh.
Didn't really fit.
That's it?
Did you have a ponytail?
No, I think it's a really strong question. I don't think did I have the ponytail when I was, so I was 21 and... Not yet is the answer to that question. My hair was getting long, but like ponytail was like that fall. My birthday's in June. I wore a white sport coat to a bar in Manhattan that no longer exists, and I blacked out.
Did you spill on the coat?
I mean, probably. Yeah, probably.
I mean, I guess you'd
know
the next
day. I did not have a ponytail
day.
Yet. The ponytail was later that fall. And it wasn't really it wasn't like a full ponytail. It was like, it was at like the bottom. It was really bad. And a girl said at a bar, look at the guy with the ponytail, famously.
Just a tough scene.
Imagine if that girl really had seen you with a white coat and a ponytail at the same time.
Yeah, we were at that point. So I was really, throwing stuff at the wall to see what would stick.
Hey, you know?
Unfortunately.
And then you came to it. That's
unfortunately,
a good place.
Unfortunately, the answer was not much at that time.
It was stone
now,
unturned,
like,
baby.
Now, like, you go out enough. Like, you put yourself, like, if you're in the game enough, you put yourself in a position to, like, accidentally win sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't all L's, but the wins were more like You're in the right place at the right time.
Found money. Some might call it.
No other reason. Are we two outs here, top of the ninth already?
Yeah, got two outs, baby. Xander Bogaerts at the plate.
Let's go. Bogaerts about to ground out to the shortstop. Cubs about to be up 1-0 in this series.
Yeah, this, I'd love that.
Bill writes three pitches, like literally like the inning just started. My favorite birthday ever. Well, my 40th birthday was really awesome. It was a couple years ago with my family and I was about to get married like the next month. That was awesome. But when I was a kid, I want to say I was like nine. It was 92. We rented out this arcade in Queens, which sounds like way more fancy than it is. It's like this called Peter Pan Games on Bell Boulevard in Queens, for anyone listening to the show in Queens, New York. And we had an hour, and I played Street Fighter II the entire time, and I beat everyone.
Ooh.
And it was really great.
So what age was that? That was teen?
Say it was like, I was nine, probably. I think it was 92. Yeah, I think it was 92.
There you go. I spent probably my first, at least like birthdays that I can remember, once I turned about like five to like, I want to say eight, Chuck E. Cheese. And like, there was a Chuck E. Cheese that was probably like, yeah, like 15, 20 minutes away from where we lived. I like my birthdays were there. My brother's birthdays were there. My cousin's birthdays were there.
You guys had electricity in the Pacific Northwest where you're from?
Yes, we have electricity.
Just checking. I was going to say, I'm from New York.
I don't even what it's Chuck E. Cheese, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Chuck E. Cheese is awesome.
It's a great time. My 21 run, obviously nobody remembers that one, but like, because like my birthday's on July 3rd. So 4th of July, especially back in my early 20s, like I always felt like crap, but like my 21 run, I was actually doing summer school.
I think that's a great birthday, honestly, July 3rd.
It's fun. I mean, share the birthday with Tom Cruise.
Everyone's off. Everyone's off, yeah. Right?
But see, that's the tricky part, though, is that people have plans doing other stuff. Because like when
I
was a kid,
you gotta hang out on the 3rd, and then the 4th, they could do whatever they want.
Well, like when I was in like elementary and middle school, like I didn't have that many friends that would come to my birthday because like they were already like in like summer vacation and like,
yeah,
oh, like we're going to this for like the weekend and all that stuff. So I just hung out like with my family and like I had like a bunch of close relatives nearby. So like it was still a lot of fun. But yeah, like most times people just kind of take off or whatever. But yeah, now that we're older, like people, obviously everyone's kind of around and they can do some stuff. But yeah, I just remember like my brother came up because I was still up in Bellingham, Washington. Shout out to Western Washington University. Active Minds Changing Lives. I was taking summer school classes. My brother came up. One of his buddies came up. And we went out to the bar. It was like on a Sunday. And we got absolutely tanked. And the next day, 4th of July, I ate a Little Caesars pizza. And I laid in the grass. And I watched people celebrate the 4th of July. That was my 21st birthday.
That's how we celebrated in America. Eating pizza in the grass. As the founding fathers intended. The Cubs are one strike away from winning this game. So Addie, our chatter, associate difficult. Producer, Addie Bates, her birthday is October 29th. Mike Brown's birthday is right around Thanksgiving. I actually think I have
the best birthday. My birthday is the 26th of October.
Mine's June 6th, my birthday. So we're like middle of the year, right before school ends for when you're in school, which was great. So you still had everyone around. Yeah. June 6th.
The vibes were, like, the vibes were ascending. They were ascending.
Yeah.
Like once you get to June, everyone's starting to feel good. Cause like you have like that Memorial Day weekend kind of like surge of like a little bit of preview of summer. Like it's like, oh man, this is going to be what summer vacation's like once we're done with school. And then like you get into June. Yeah, that's a good time. Like I'm a big summer birthday guy. Like obviously mine's July 3rd. My brother's is July 20th.
Oh yeah.
Let me got it done?
My best Harry Carey impersonation. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Why the W?
I don't know if it was good or not. Yeah. A questionable strike Cubs three call to punch out Xander Bogaerts. That is that a win for the Chicago Cubs. So. Hell yeah. Let's go.
Cash that ticket, baby. Let's do it.
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, I bet minus 110 yesterday, and I also have like some minus 125 for the series. So, yeah, I'm all the way in on the Chicago Cubs. Like, that was much needed after Cleveland gacked that game away earlier
absolutely
this afternoon. So,
absolutely love it. All right. Let's carry this over into the next segment. We'll do our bets for the Yankees and Red Sox as well. But you want to talk about the teams that played last night on Monday Night Football and their games this week.
Yeah, alluded to it a little bit in yesterday's show, but of course it was sight unseen. We had not seen the Denver Broncos. But I think this is going to be a thing this week. This is probably the betting market that fascinates me the most is this Denver-Philadelphia game. And obviously everybody who looks at the box scores and the spreadsheets, like the Eagles, according to that, should be like 1-3. But they're not because they're Super Bowl champions and they win games and that's what they do. And they're 4-0. But I think there's going to be like a whiff of Eagles frauds versus this Denver team that I know a lot of people were really into over the course of the offseason. I was not one of them, clearly kind of planting my flag with the Raiders, which has gone terribly so far through 4 weeks. But that's where we sit here. I'm going to like Philly quite a bit. And I would lay 3.5. I haven't done it yet because I do think there's a chance we get to 3. But I love the Eagles this week. I like the Eagles against the Rams a couple of weeks ago. I think I like this one even more with Philadelphia laying 3 or 3.5 at home against this Denver team because I think the Eagles' defense flexes its muscles, and I think you're going to see their offense as well look to run the football on this Denver defense. So I like Philly quite a bit in the game.
Adam Schefter tweeted something earlier today that I thought was interesting. Through 4 games this season, the Eagles have been outgained by 327 yards, the fourth worst margin in the NFL, yet the Eagles are one of only 2 unbeaten teams.
Yep.
I'm marinating on a take.
Give it to me.
The 2025 Philadelphia Eagles are the 2024 Kansas City Chiefs. Which doesn't mean they're going to lose in the Super Bowl. That's just that.
Oh, I'd hope that happens.
I don't know if the Eagles are going to be a team this year that we're going to want to lay like 7.5 with to win.
No.
But I think they might go like 15-2. So I don't know if I would lay 3.5 with the Eagles. Like probably the answer is yes, but you be damn sure I'll have Eagles money line in some parlays. I may just bet Eagles money line straight. I don't think they're losing to Bo Nix and the Broncos. On the other side, the rest of our thoughts on the Monday night teams from last night, their games this week, and our bets for the Yankees and the Red Sox.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.